them put the stage up for the Yankees so they could celebrate in the middle of center field at the end. You know, I remember the Cavaliers, like they were practicing, they would practice the awards presentation. They would have people stand in.
It was always annoying.
But you know what was great was the year we won, they did them, you know, they came down to game seven for game five and game six. They were all like, you know, they went through the whole, oh, let's hand the trophy to the Warriors here. Here's Steve Kerr's going to stand here. Someone's going to be Steve Kerr. And they did it twice. And I'm like, oh, just keep doing this because it's infuriating me. But it's not like I was going to play in the games, but it was hard to watch, I think, as a Cavaliers fan. And then to see them roll that stage out to center field and watch the Yankees jump up and down on your field as they won. I don't know if that's there's no way it was worse than watching the Cubs do it. Same thing. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we saw that when the Cubs won the World Series here. And to see the Yankees win the ALCS here, it's a hard thing to swallow. But I also think that there's a lot of things that can be learned by a young team that's still trying to get better every year. And, you know, the Yankees were just a better team than the Guardians. I think we all knew that going in, and they proved it. But it wasn't like the Guardians just rolled over and died. And I think that's what made it so much fun, and it was so exciting. And you really thought up until the last out that they always had a chance. And that's how they played all season. So we shouldn't have been surprised by that. But just, I don't know. They made us proud. I think that this team made our city proud, and I think they represented themselves well and in their desire and the way they played. And they, you know, the euphoria of being able to knock Detroit out, who was like the hottest team going, to be able to do that and then bounce right back against the Yankees. To me, it was about having to be in a situation where your manager felt like he could yank his starting pitcher every game after an inning, and it didn't matter who the starter was. And that's just a telltale sign that you're probably in trouble, especially when you don't think your offense has the ability.
You mean that you don't have any starting pitching?
Yeah, that's a bad sign. Yeah. And that your offense is just a lot of praying.
Hey, we got three. There we go, gang.
I mean, with the exception of Stephen Kwan.
Is that enough?
With the exception of Stephen Kwan during the playoffs.
Lane Thomas.
And yeah, okay, I'll give you Lane Thomas, too. I just felt like I was praying every time somebody went to the
plate. Brian Rocchio.
Which is weird because going into it, you wouldn't have thought that. You would have thought, oh, auto out, number nine, Rocchio, the way he's hitting. Rocchio proved himself.
He's my starting shortstop next year. There's no question about it.
No, I think he sewed that up, too. So, Jeff, just kind of reflect on some of the stuff I was talking about.
Oh, reflect on your reflections.
Yes, this is great. Ponder.
I'm sorry. I've reflected all season on what a great season it was.
He's too good for us now. He's too good for us.
I'm looking ahead.
Well, what did you learn about Steve?
I'm not too good for you. Hey, that was great. Can you do it again with what you have? Man, I'd be stunned. I would be stunned if they can pull it off again unless they make some pretty good moves. If you look at this team, and I thought Anthony Castrovince nailed it on Josh Naylor. Man, I love that guy. I want him on this team. Except for one thing. He's going into the final year of his control.
Right.
He's got last year of arbitration. He's going to get a contract from somebody. Is it here? I hate to say this. You know, we're not the three guys who should make this comment, but I'm going to echo what Anthony said. Josh doesn't look like a guy whose body's going to hold up long term. He's 5'10", about 250. How many of those guys do you see in the major leagues right now? I'm happy to have him on a one-year deal. I don't want him on a five. And I don't want him on a five for big money. And
You don't think the Guardians would do that anyway?
I don't think they would do that, except they did with Andrés Giménez and they did with Jose Ramírez. And I think you could do it with Josh Naylor, except I'll be honest, his physique scares me. It does. Especially when you have Kyle Manzardo sitting there waiting to take over at first base, who's also a left-handed hitter. You have David Fry. Is David's elbow going to allow him to play any catcher next year? Is it going to allow him to play anything but DH? If it allows him to play anything, maybe it's first base. He could be your platoon with Kyle Manzardo. John Kenzie Noel can play first base. Ralph Velasquez is a guy who was their first-round pick, 2 years ago? Who was drafted as a catcher who they've converted to outfield and first base. So, I mean, you have first base possibilities there. And if you're looking for a starting, like, two good young pitching prospects, something like that, maybe a good young bat, Josh Naylor to the right team might bring that to you. And though I would love to see him back here, I get it. Let me throw one other thought at you. You know, we're talking about Naylor going into the last year of his, you know, control. It's the same thing with Lane Thomas. Did he show you enough, Andy, where you would try to extend Lane Thomas and just put him in center field and call it a day?
I'd be okay with that.
Me
wouldn't
too.
You? Yeah,
me
I'd
too.
Be real happy yeah. with that.
Me too.
The question is how long on the extension, Jeff? How long?
Well, he's going to want as long for as much. Every player does, and every player should.
Give me a fair amount
of years. Fair on Lane Thomas?
Dan, you can give me
3 years.
Three, so that gets you to, what, 27? Or are you counting 25? So does that get you to 28? 24. Next year is 25, so you're talking 25, 26, 27?
He gives you three more years of
I
thought he did a really nice job after he figured it out. He was terrible in August.
I am
really good after that.
I am really, really, really curious to see how contracts play out for the Guardians over the next year, year and a half.
Yeah.
Because that Blitzer Caller group has the option to become the owner, 6 years after 22, so 28, right? 28.
Which is sometime down the road still.
But it's not when you're looking at a long-term deal, especially over the next 24 months. You know, it's not like, how do those deals get made that could bleed into a new ownership group that's coming in 28, right? So 26 and 6, right? 28. So I find it super interesting to see what kind of money is going to be invested into the franchise going back into players. I mean, the ballpark will be done next year. All the renovations should be done by the start of next season. Yeah, they had some pretty cool ads up going around the ballpark, just talking about the Carnegie Club, and there's another new section that's coming in for next year. So I do want to see what this thing looks like, and I don't know. Does that play a role in trying to bring in free agents, trying to bring in long-term deals, trying to sew up a Stephen Kwan
I don't think so. I don't think so yet. And Stephen Kwan's going into a year of arbitration. He's arbitration eligible.
So I'm just super curious.
Would you guys keep Naylor, Josh? I mean, he had his career high numbers in home runs and runs batted in, and games played.
Yeah, I do think you probably got to. I'm trying to. There's got to be a treadmill thrown into this thing.
I would love to keep him, but man,
I'm worried about him in that aspect. I mean, he just doesn't.
He doesn't look like his body's going to hold up. That said, neither did Babe Ruth.
No, that's true, too. That's good. Maybe I'll back off on that then.
You know, I
don't know. I always thought CeCe Sabathia was a better pitcher when he was bigger than when he lost all that weight.
He thought so, too.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if he just felt like he needed that weight behind him.
But there's a difference between playing pitcher at a heavy weight and playing a position, even first base, where you've got to be, you know, nimble and quick around the bag and everything else. And I think Josh is. I think he does a really nice job. It's not his ability to play the game at that weight. It's the ability to hold up at that weight. I wonder.
Let's talk to Gabe, who's in Avon. Am I the only one that has trouble with this mouse over here? Gabe is in Avon. Are you there? This mouse.
Hey, I'm there.
Hey, how are you? Go ahead.
Good, how are you?
Good.
So I'm calling in to talk about the Dolans and kind of, you know, the state of the team. Their net worth and how we're one or two players away from being really good now.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
No. Go ahead. Keep going.
So, I mean, we're 28th in payroll with $93 million. Dolans, we got $4.6 billion. I'm sure it's not all liquid money, but, I mean, there's other owners that don't have as much cash on hand and they're still throwing it at the team because of shared revenue.
Yeah, and their teams didn't make it to the league championship series.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, they do business their way. Do you like it? No. Did it work? Yes. Did it work as well as we wanted it to? No, because you didn't win a World Series. Sorry, Gabe, I have a real hard time. I think they do a very nice job, and they run a business, a team, the way I would.
I just, personally, well, I mean, the city, we need a champion. Not since LeBron.
No, we don't. If you want to support the team, great. And if you don't, great. This is the way they do it. They've been wildly successful at it. I'm sorry. They just made it to the ALCS. And this is not the time to bash ownership for not spending and throwing ridiculous money at things. I'm sorry, I don't buy it.
And Gabe, if you don't like it, I just explained it to you. By 2028, you could have new owners in here if the Blitzer Call It Group want to take over the team. It's up to them.
I'd hope so. We'll be waiting, so I'm sure we won't be getting any big free agents anytime soon.
That's a question, Gabe, and I agree. I'm wondering, are they going to go out and try to sign somebody to up the value on this thing? It's a really, really interesting and I think an exciting time for the Guardians. They gave you something that no one expected. Let's see if they can build on it for next year. And we know the future may or may not include the Dolans. It's there. It's more there now than it's ever been before. 216-474-0092. When we come back, a man that knows what it's like to be in charge of the Browns, he's Greg Williams. Come get some with Greg and Blake on Big Play. He's coming up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.